If you've watched the news at all this week, you have heard calls for justice. Justice in the streets and justice in the courts, justice in the world. Justice is the mortar that holds the structure of human society together. And as we read in Micah chapter 3 this morning, those structures were falling apart in his day, and chaos was increasing. There was no justice in the courts, and so Micah addresses himself to the rulers of the people. He denounces the corruption both of princes and of priests and of prophets. The wealthy and the powerful, well, they could buy justice in his day, just as they sometimes seem to be able to do that in ours. But the poor and the weak, well, there was no protection for them, only injustice. So Micah caricatures the officers of the court, and he pictures them for us as hungry butchers who are skinning the flesh off the weak so that they can have a tasty morsel to eat, and then making soup with all the leftovers. That's the picture that's here. They had no concern for others. Their ambition was merely to satisfy their own hunger and their own desire. And Micah declares that when the time of judgment finally came, they would cry out for mercy to God, but God would be silent. The warning for us, I think, is painfully relevant. When justice is lost, society dies. A nation that fails to exercise justice will be destroyed. We're reading the third chapter of Micah. Hear now the word of the Lord. And I said, "Hear, you heads of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? You who hate the good and love the evil, who tear the skin from off my people and their flesh from off their bones, who eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them and break their bones in pieces and chop them up like meat in a pot, like flesh in a cauldron. Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time because they have made their deeds evil. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who lead my people astray, who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore it shall be night to you without vision, and darkness to you without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be black over them. The seers shall be disgraced, and the diviners put to shame. They shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel, who detest justice and make crooked all that is straight, who build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Its heads give judgment for a bribe, its priests teach for a price, its prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, 'Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us.' Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house a wooded height." Judgment was coming, and it was for lack of justice, at least one reason. We need to be aware of that need for us to call for justice in our own day, to seek justice in our own relationships. Just pray that God would forgive us, preserve us, and keep us.